The Detroit Red Wings are starting to look like their former selves, back when Detroit won 4 Stanley Cups in an 11-year span. Sure, they're not there yet, but the new young talent assembled by Steve Yzerman has Detroit fans excited. Detroit scored 4 times in the final period, including Lucas Raymond's first NHL goal and Tyler Bertuzzi's 5th goal of the year in the Red Wings' 4-1 victory over Columbus. Thomas Greiss made 23 saves as Detroit improved to 2-0-1. While Detroit's rolling, things are falling in Chicago. Blackhawks are still winless on the year after a 4-1 loss to the New York Islanders. Mackenzie Entwistle scored the only goal for Chicago with 26 seconds left in the game. Marc-Andre Fleury made 25 saves but falls to 0-3 this season. Baseball, the Dodgers rallied for 4 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning in a 6-5 win over Atlanta in Game 3 of the NLCS. Atlanta still leads that series 2-1. Game 4 is tied at 8 o'clock. And the Houston Astros scored 7 runs in the 9th inning to beat Boston 9-2 in Game 4 of the ALCS. That series is now tied at 2-2, and Game 5 is tonight at 5 o'clock in Boston. The NBA's 75th anniversary season tipped off last night. Milwaukee raised their championship banner and then beat Brooklyn 127-104. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 32 points and had 14 rebounds. The Golden State Warriors dulled the LA Lakers opening night with a 121-114 win. Steph Curry had 21 to lead Golden State. LeBron James had 34 points in the losing effort. Tonight, the season opener for Detroit and Chicago as the Bulls visit the Pistons tonight in Detroit. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock, and number one overall draft pick Cade Cunningham will not be in the lineup for Detroit. He did not play the entire preseason after spraining his right ankle during training camp. The Chicago Bears have another key player on the NFL's COVID-19 list. Linebacker Robert Quinn could miss Sunday's game at Tampa Bay. Junior college volleyball last night, Muskegon Community College with a 3-0 win over Lake Michigan College. Tonight in women's soccer, it's Kellogg Community College at LMC at 4 o'clock. High school volleyball from last night, Waterville with a 3-0 win over Lawton, and Otsego beat Allegan 3-0. Boys soccer, more district semifinals. In Division 2, Gull Lake with an 8-0 win over Hastings. Gull Lake will face Middleville Thornapple Kellogg in the district title game. In Division 4, Hartford with a 4-0 win over Michigan Lutheran, and Bangor beat Bridgman 1-0. Saugatuck beat Holland Black River 5-0, and it was Bloomingdale with a 7-0 win over Hudsonville Libertas Christian. For more sports and scores from last night, and the schedule for today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Wednesday, October 20th, I'm Dave Wolf.